It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, everybody, welcome into another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning, and we've got a lot to cover for you here today in this hour, so let's lay it all out right now. The Panthers, first and foremost, on the road. They'll take on the Colorado Avalanche today, 4 o'clock Eastern, 3:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. You can always catch us on the Panthers app. Takes all the guesswork out of it. Hit the radio button, top right corner. You'll get our broadcast each and every game. Panthers and the Avalanche today, 3:30 pregame, 4 o'clock Eastern time puck drop. Panthers looking for a seventh straight win when they meet another one of the Western Conference's heavyweights coming up later on today. The Panthers wrap up their road trip Tuesday, 8 Eastern in St. Louis before they're back home to take on the LA Kings Thursday at 7 at Amerant Bank Arena. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. So we hope to see you at Amerant Bank Arena when the Panthers kick off a five-game homestand coming up on Thursday night. Coming up here on Panthers Insider, this segment will take a look back at the week that was. The Panthers have now won six straight games. We'll relive the three games that have taken place since the last time we talked to you on Panthers Insider. So we have three wins to tell you about coming up in just a moment. The win over Montreal a week ago, the win over Arizona Tuesday, the win over Vegas on Thursday. We'll hear from Panthers forward Matthew Tkachuk and head coach Paul Maurice on the win in Vegas. Some reaction from them following Thursday's game coming up in just a moment as well. Coming up next segment, Jamison Olive from FloridaPanthers.com and the Territory Talk podcast. He's going to stop by. And then a little bit later on in the show, we'll take a little bit of a look back at the 2023 calendar year. Carter Verhaeghe, we heard from him on the most recent Territory Talk podcast. We'll hear that conversation, kind of a reflection on the 2023 calendar year, and we'll relive some big moments. We are going to relive all seven overtime game winners the Panthers had during that run to the Cup Final last spring. The Panthers were 7-0 in overtime games in last year's playoffs. We will relive all of those overtime winners, those thrilling finishes, coming up later on here in Panthers Insider. Thursday, Sam Reinhart named an All-Star. So big congratulations to him. He's going to represent the Panthers at the NHL's All-Star festivities in Toronto in early February, leading the Panthers in goals and points, having a monster season. Big congratulations to Sam Reinhart. And he had a big week for the Panthers as well. He's had a big season for the Panthers. Scored last time out. But first, let's turn the clock back to 1 week ago as we relive the Panthers win over Montreal. It was a 4-1 final at Amerant Bank Arena 1 week ago. Here are some of the big plays as they aired on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Rodriguez straight on, now long shot, it's loose in front, Gibnett, they score, and the Panthers are on the board, 4:05 into the second, a power play goal, and it looks like it was Etuluo Starinen who got a piece of that out in front, and the Panthers strike first. It took a while, but they get the first one, 1-0 Panthers, 15:55 to go in the second. Here on the near side, Ekblad across, Ekman-Larsson right point. Ekman-Larsson, Ekblad near side, backs out to the near point, hands it down low, walked out front, backhand, they score! And it's Etuluo Starinen upstairs! He's got two, both on the power play, and the Panthers take a 2-1 lead with 12:26 to play in the third! And on the near boards, played the line by Gouley, kept in Ekman-Larsson, Rashad, he scores! And the Panthers take a 3-1 lead! A shot from Ekman-Larsson out at the left point, may have been redirected out in front, and the Panthers take a 3-1 lead with 4:34 to play. Here in period number three, Ekman-Larsson let it go from the line, and again, it looked like that took a redirection. Sam Bennett looks like he got a stick on that, and the Panthers take an important multi-goal lead late. Now down to our right in the defensive end, it's Ekblad, Tkachuk, Verhaeghe at center, a shot on the empty net, he scores from the center circle, Carter Verhaeghe buries it, and the Panthers take a 4-1 lead with 2:47 to play here in the third. Here on the near side, Gouley up the boards, dumps it down to our right around the end wall, and into the far corner, bouncing puck, Ullinen, far circle, high slot, shot, Pezzetta, wide, and off the end boards, it's picked up by Ekblad, he's going to backhand out to the neutral zone, that's going to do it for this one, the final seconds tick away, and the Panthers are 4-1 winners tonight over the Montreal Canadiens, four straight victories for the Panthers. Two power play goals for Etuluo Starinen to lead the way in this one. And the Panthers take a 4-1 win here tonight. Four straight wins for the Panthers as they knock off Montreal here this evening. So a 4-1 win 1 week ago over Montreal at home. After that, the Panthers went on the road to take on the Arizona Coyotes. It was another 4-1 win. It's Bennett to play it along. Verhaeghe floats it ahead, looking for Montour. Didn't connect. Bouncing puck, Verhaeghe right circle shot. He scores! Carter Verhaeghe snaps it by Vemelka, and the Panthers are on the board with 9:14 to go here in the opening frame. Carter Verhaeghe got to that puck first, and he's able to rip it past Vemelka. Reinhardt, Barkov, left side, Verhaeghe into the offensive end. Barkov in the corner, looks up front, tip, they score! Sam Reinhardt got a stick on that. He redirects it top shelf, and the Panthers take a 2-1 lead, a power play goal. And Sam Reinhardt gets another one, adding to his team-leading total for Sam Reinhardt, goal number 24 in 37 games this season. Here to the near corner, Verhaeghe, hard check into the boards. He dumped Kesselring down. Bennett out to the right point, Kulikov. Kulikov long, wrist shot in on net, Vemelka to save the rebound, Tkachuk jamming away, they score! And the Panthers take a 3-1 lead. There was a scramble out in front, and it looked like Matthew Tkachuk got the last piece of it, and the Panthers lead by a pair. And you can hear a pin drop in this place now. Across then to Schmaltz here in the near circle, off his stick, and then Forsling will send one all the way down to our left, and into the empty net, he scores. Gus Forsling from the corner back in his own zone sends it the length of the ice, and he buries it into the empty net. It's 4-1 Panthers. Lomberg throws one out in front, broken up by McBain, tapped along. Lockwood keeps it in at the line. Here's Lomberg near side. He holds it along the near side. McBain on him, and now Stenlin to the line. Forsling a drive, save Vemelka as time expires. And that's it for this one. The Panthers win 4-1 here in Arizona. That's five straight wins for the Panthers as they tie their longest win streak of the season. The Panthers, a big third period. 4-1 winners. The Panthers on the strength of three third period goals, and they come out here with a win to start the road trip. So the Panthers won 4-1 on Saturday 1 week ago. They won 4-1 on Tuesday. They went into Vegas on Thursday. Why not get another 4-1 win? Here's how it sounded on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here to the near corner, Eichel. Out to the point, it bounced away from Nick Hague, and now the Panthers working out to the line, not out of the zone. Eichel near circle, flutters it in front. Oh, what a save made by Bobrovsky on
Marchessault in close right there on the doorstep. Sergei Bobrovsky, acrobatics to keep the Panthers within one.
Touch pass, Ekman Larson, Ekblad, long shot, and it's knocked away by the glove hand of Thompson. Couldn't hang on to it. Back out to the line. Big drive, Ekman Larson wide. Bend it off the end. Moves his shot. He scores! And the Panthers tie the game. A power play goal from Sam Bennett. The puck bounced off the end wall right to him in the right circle, and he's able to jam it home before the goaltender Thompson can get across. The Panthers tie the game at one. Verhaeghe slides it out front. It's off a Vegas stick. Deflects off to the near boards. Then Ekblad held up here on the near wall. Reinhardt grabs the puck. Montour long shot. Tip. And they score. And it's Matthew Tkachuk right out in front. Redirects that point shot. And the Panthers take a 2-1 lead with a power play goal. Over in the far corner. Bennett with it again. To Verhaeghe. It hopped away. Panthers keep it in. Montour across. Forsling. Big drive. It's stopped with the rebound. They score. Carter Verhaeghe picks up the loose change. And the Panthers take a 3-1 lead late in the second. Around on a carom. Tkachuk keeps it in. Out to Montour. Back to Tkachuk. Right circle. Tkachuk side of the net. Taken there by Verhaeghe. Carter Verhaeghe. Tkachuk in front of shot. They score. And it's Sam Reinhart on the power play. And the Panthers take a 4-1 lead. Pass along for Lockwood. He'll get out to the neutral zone. Lockwood over the offensive line. The final seconds tick away, and the Panthers are 4-1 winners here tonight in Vegas. The Panthers have won 6 in a row with this victory tonight over the Golden Knights, and the Panthers sweep the 2-game season series against Vegas. 4-1, the Panthers take care of business here tonight, and they've won the first 2 games on this 4-game road trip. Following the win in Vegas on Thursday, here's Panthers forward Matthew Tkachuk on what it meant to take both games from Vegas this season and to get one on the road against the Golden Knights.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no secret. We don't like these guys for what happened last year. Like, that's human nature. So, especially coming into this building where a team has not had success as of late and just really wanting to beat a team that kind of ruined our summer last year. So I thought in the 2 games that we played them have been 2 of our best of the season.
So Matthew Tkachuk there. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice following Thursday night's win in Vegas. Now, Alexander Barkov and Evan Rodriguez left Thursday's game with injuries, but the Panthers were able to band together to get the 2 points. And Paul Maurice loved what he saw out of his team.
One of my favorite games of the year, because you come out and they come out hot and we're behind it. So the first, we got to right the ship. Power play goal is really important. Then you lose 2 really important pieces to your lineup, 2/3 of your top line. And you get the huge kills, right? So Sasha Barkov's a big part of our penalty kills. The guy stepped up with there, and between Bobrovsky and some shot blocks and a lot of heavy lifting by those killers, 5-on-3s are almost layups in this league now. And to get 2 of them done, then the power play takes over and we settle into a 5-on-5 game. But the best part of the game was the bench, right? Like, because they were up against it and cheering for each other, pulling for each other. Just fun to be behind the bench.
So Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there on Thursday's win in Vegas. The Panthers have won 6 straight, and they go in to take on another one of the heavyweights in the Western Conference today, 4 o'clock Eastern in Colorado. We'll talk about that game. We'll talk about the win streak. We'll talk all things Panthers. Coming up next segment, Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com stops by later on, a look back at the 2023 calendar year for the Panthers. But again, up next, Jameson Olive joining the show. This is Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Panthers Radio Network. Hey, everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. As always, we are in Denver, the Panthers and the Colorado Avalanche coming up this afternoon. We will have that coming your way with Panthers preview at 3:30, followed by the puck drop at 4 p.m. And you can always find us on the Panthers app. I know, especially this time of the year, bouncing around from station to station at times, depending on where you're tuned in across Panthers territory. But if you get the Panthers app and you hit the radio button in the top right corner of the main screen, you'll always get our broadcast. It'll always be us. Takes all the guesswork out of it. So download the Panthers app if you don't have it, and you can catch today's game right there. And it's a big test for the Panthers coming in. A 6-game win streak, but the Panthers and the Avalanche today, 4 o'clock Eastern. The Panthers will wrap up this road trip coming up at 8 Eastern on Tuesday in St. Louis, and then the Panthers will be back home for a 5-game homestand. They'll play L.A. on Thursday night at 7 o'clock at Amerant Bank Arena. You don't want to miss any of that. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. So that's a little bit of a look at what is ahead for the Florida Panthers. And we'll talk about some of that with our guest here. We'll also talk about the 6-game win streak the Panthers are on from FloridaPanthers.com, from the second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast, from the Territory Talk podcast. My friend and yours, Jameson Olive, kind enough to stop by. And well, Jameson, first, thanks for being here, and no shortage of good things to talk about here. The Panthers are on a 6-game win streak. So why don't we start with that before we look at Thursday's game against Vegas in particular? On this 6-game win streak, is there anything that you can point to as a common theme from this nice run the Panthers are on?
It's kind of the theme of the season, I think. It's just defensive structure. The team has been so good defensively all year. They've given up the third fewest goals in the NHL right now. They never really stray from it. When things go wrong, like you saw in Arizona, when you know the Coyotes come back in the third period, they get a shorthanded goal to tie it. Maybe in years past, or maybe a lesser, younger team might crumble there, get a little stressed out. You know, what do? They come back and score a couple more goals and run away with that one. So I think it's experience shining through. I think it's defense. Sergei Bobrovsky has been huge. The thing about this year is defensively, they don't ask a ton from Bob, which is great. But the 5 big saves they asked him to make in games, he's making them. And that's all you can ask your goaltender. That's why he's, you know, gets paid the big bucks. We saw in Vegas the other night with that stop on Jonathan Marchessault in the first period to keep the deficit at 1. That was a game-changing save. So that's kind of what it is. He doesn't always have to make a ton of saves anymore, but every save he makes feels like a game changer. And then up front, you know, the big dogs are doing it. Alexander Barkov, Matt Tkachuk's heating up right now. Carter Verhaeghe, he's scored in 5 of the last 6 games. Sam Reinhart, the all-star, we can talk about him all day. He's been huge. So everyone's got a piece. And then on special teams, the penalty kill's been the best in the NHL since early December. The power play's been over 25% for a while here now. So everything's kind of coming together at the right time. And I think what's most impressive is the brand of hockey they're playing now is playoff hockey. They can play this brand of hockey. They can play this style from here all the way to the Stanley Cup final, and they'll feel good about it. Whereas some other teams maybe have to figure things out, change their game come playoff time. Panthers don't have to do that.
Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com, here with us, and a lot there and a lot of different directions we can go off of it. First, that most recent game against Vegas. Let's look at that one, because that was a big one for the Panthers. It was their second and final match of the season against Vegas, the old Cup final rematch from last year. On the Panthers' 6-game win streak, it began with a win against Vegas, and now the most recent win is a win against Vegas. You mentioned Sergei Bobrovsky, what he did early in that one, but overarching in that game, what'd you like the most about the way that the Panthers were able to really just weather that storm early? And I'd say from about the 10-minute mark of the first period on, they controlled that game entirely.
They really did. And you know, I talk about special teams, and in that game, 6-for-6 in the penalty kill, 3-for-6 in the power play, special teams shine through. But 5-on-5 defensively, they gave Vegas nothing. I think in the second period, Vegas maybe had 2 scoring chances at 5-on-5. But when you're looking for key moments in that game, it's that early save from Bobrovsky and Marchessault. It's those 3 penalty kills early in the second period. I think in the first 3 minutes, they had about 3 penalties there. 2 extended to 5-on-3s for Vegas. Couldn't get anything past the Panthers. And then after that, you know, the power play goals. The Panthers just, you know, tacked on some goals, ran away with it. And I think for me, the kind of overarching most impressive thing is that was kind of the last boogeyman for the Panthers, the Vegas Golden Knights. You know, they're not afraid of Toronto or Boston or Carolina. They've had success against those teams. Vegas is that one team, you know, they never won at T-Mobile. You know, Vegas knocked them out and, as Matthew Tkachuk likes to say, ruined their summer last year with how, you know, what happened in the Stanley Cup final. So now that they've done that, now that they've beaten Vegas, you know, not only at T-Mobile, but twice this year, sweeping the season series, I don't think Vegas kind of has that same sway and that kind of same, you know, menace that they kind of used to exude whenever the Panthers played them. Still a tough building, of course, but the Panthers now just full of confidence. Like you said, 6-game winning streak. It's also fun that winning streak started with a win over Vegas and now is at 6 games with another win over Vegas. So 2 huge wins for the Cats. So many things went right in that game. And the last thing we didn't talk about, you know, they lose Alexander Barkov, they lose Evan Rodriguez there in the first period. Once again, another lesser team might pack it in, might get a little stressed. So many other guys stepped up. You know, Kevin Stenlin played on like every line, it felt like. He was huge on the penalty kill. You know, the fourth liners, you know, Will Lockwood, Ryan Lomberg, they got more minutes in that game. Everyone stepped up in that game and got a piece of the pie.
Jameson Olive, FloridaPanthers.com here with us. And obviously, the Panthers picked up a win on Thursday over Vegas. But the other big news that came out that day was Sam Reinhart getting the All-Star nod. And just great to see him get the recognition. He scored another power play goal against Vegas the other day. His 25th goal of the season. Jameson, the season that he's putting together, certainly worthy of the All-Star nod. Good to see him get that kind of recognition.
Oh, 100%. You know, he's been, you know, a driving force here for the Panthers since the start of the season. Him, Barkov, Evan Rodriguez, that top line, during some ups and downs, carried a lot of the play for the Panthers, got a lot of the goals, got a lot of the points. And this is just so deserving. Maybe it's the culmination of just a great career for him. Obviously, you know, he's still got a long career ahead of him, but he's been in the league a while now. You know, he's a former, you know, top pick, second overall back in the day. And you look at, you know, what he's doing now, and he's been a 30-goal scorer before in this league. He's a guy you pretty much could always pencil in for at least 25. That's what he does. He's a great goal scorer. But this year, he's going to be up there chasing 40 goals for the first time. What he's doing on the power play, he leads the league right now in power play goals. I bet if you polled people, fans around the league, they might not know that. It's just been that impressive what he's been doing here for the Panthers. So deserved. And for me, it's also cool. His dad, Paul, a 2-time All-Star back in the 80s. I just like hockey families. I think that's really neat. But Sam, you know, he's a humble guy. He's a great guy. He's a team-first guy and just so deserved. And I think if you asked any of the guys in the locker room who should be representing the team this year, they'd all point to Sam.
Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com, kind enough to stop by. Panthers and the Colorado Avalanche coming your way today. It's going to be a 4 o'clock Eastern time faceoff from Denver. 3:30, we're on the air with Panthers preview, so we'll get you started. And then after the second period, you'll hear Jameson, too. If this isn't enough, Jameson, you can get him coming up during the second intermission a little bit later on during the broadcast. But, Jameson, a couple things on this road trip. Obviously, getting this, I know there's still 2 games left on the trip, and we've talked about this a bit on Territory Talk, things like that. But, and it's also easy to say when the Panthers have compiled the record that they have this season, but it's a grind now playing all these road games. The Panthers have played over half of their road games, but I think we're going to look at this pretty soon. Maybe in a few weeks, we're going to be looking and saying, wow, it's a good thing that was out of the way. Good thing the Panthers got that done when they did, because as I mentioned, there's a 5-game homestand coming up when the Panthers get back to Amerant Bank Arena. It's going to be a scheduling luxury, I think, that the Panthers have been able to knock out all these road games, all these Western Conference road games specifically.
Yeah, it feels like we've been living on the road for about a month now, so it stings now. Maybe you're a little groggy now. You're like, I can't believe we're on the road all this much. But then once you get past the All-Star break and you suddenly start finding yourself at home pretty much every single game, you're going to feel pretty good. So the fact that the Panthers are going to have a schedule like that to kind of really set things up nicely for that playoff push, hopefully right into the playoffs, is very big. And the fact that, you know, what they've been able to do with these road games. I mean, their record's fantastic right now. They're looking good. They're chasing down the Boston Bruins for the top spot in the Atlantic Division. So they've been passing all these tests with flying colors. Yes, they love playing at home. Yes, they're one of the top home teams in the league, but they're also really dangerous on the road. And that goes back to last season. Let's not forget, pretty much all their success in the playoffs was built off them being so good in those first 2 road games of those series, to the point where I think the Panthers might prefer starting on the road in the playoffs. Because if you just steal 1 game, you're in a great spot coming home. If you steal 2, series is pretty much over coming home. So, you know, the Cats, they're comfy on the road. They're comfortable anywhere. But like you said, second half of the season is going to feel a lot different, a lot more relaxing, and really set things up nicely for the future.
And today it's the Panthers and the Colorado Avalanche. The puck drops at 4 o'clock Eastern time. And Jameson, always an intriguing matchup when you have the Panthers in Colorado. And lately the Panthers have had some big tests going up against some of the heavyweight teams, specifically out west, seeing Vegas the other night, seeing Vegas back in that last game right before Christmas, seeing Colorado for the first of two matchups coming up today. What intrigues you the most about this matchup? And I know it's a Panthers team that has built a great record, but I think anytime you play a team like the Avs, it still is a good measuring stick game. And no matter what your record is, it's always good to see how you stand against some of the other top dogs out there.
Yeah, you know, just first and foremost, you look at the weapons they have. Nathan McKinnon, you know, taking one pick before Alexander Barkov, so they're always kind of intertwined. Two very different players, but two of the top stars in the NHL right now, for sure. Kale McCarr, probably the, you know, most dangerous defenseman in the NHL at all times right now. So a lot of weapons offensively, but defensively they're great too. You know, Devin Toews is one of the top defensemen in the NHL. They always get solid goaltending back there. So it's going to be a tough test. I think for, you know, maybe going back a year or two and kind of looking ahead now for the next couple of years, I feel like a lot of people are kind of hoping and kind of have a Stanley Cup final rematch penciled in between the Panthers and Avalanche, just given the talent they have, the window they're both kind of in and entering right now. It kind of feels like we might get a rematch in 96 here at some point, whether it's this season, 5 years from now. It just feels like we might get that eventually, and that'd be great. So these games do mean a little bit more. It's a great measuring stick game, like you said. It's going to depend, you know, obviously Alexander Barkov, you know, left that game against Vegas with an injury. If he's back, it's a totally different game, and it's a great battle between him and McKinnon to see, like I said, two of the top stars in the NHL going at it. If he's out, totally changes things for the Panthers. Other guys are going to have to step up. But when I look at that game, like you said, I feel like that's another game where the Panthers are going to have no problem getting up for. And same with the Avalanche. You know, they also know what that game means, want to prove that they can hang with the best, because I've been watching a lot of, you know, Sportsnet, TSN, reading a lot of articles, The Athletic, the last 2-3 days, and I don't know what happened, but a switch seemed to have flipped nationally where, you know, everyone's talking about the Panthers being one of the top 2-3 teams in the NHL. Everyone's getting back on the bandwagon now, it seems like. So, you know, teams around the league see that, players see that. Everyone wants to bring their best in matchups like this.
And one last one before we let you get going here, Jameson. The Panthers had a great 2023 calendar year. And coming up next segment here on Panthers Insider, I know there's a big game against Colorado coming up today, and it's going to be a 4 o'clock Eastern start, and you want to make sure you're all ready to go to consume that one coming up this afternoon. But the Panthers had a great 2023 calendar year, and it was really during that 2023 calendar year felt like this team really turned a different corner. And we're going to relive all 7 overtime winners that the Panthers had during that 2023 run to the Cup Final. We're going to hear from Carter Verhaeghe, the chat from the most recent episode of Territory Talk, coming up next segment as well. And that's a conversation I had with Carter Verhaeghe where we really did just do a lot of looking back at the 2023 calendar year. But when you look back at that year, what stands out the most, and how important was that year? You mentioned it right off the top, I believe, in your first answer, that the Panthers have found a game that they can duplicate every night, and a game that's consistent, and a game that translates to the playoffs. It feels like it was during that 2023 calendar year that everything really took hold systematically as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, it was right after the new year. You know, Paul Maurice has talked about it before. It's kind of when everything kind of fell together. All the guys know what they're supposed to do. The system is so strong. It's the blueprint. They all fall back on it. Everyone's bought in. I look back at that last year, and I think the All-Star game was huge in South Florida to have, you know, Barkov and Tkachuk there, to have Tkachuk win MVP. Just a great display of hockey in South Florida. I think locally you made a lot of new fans that are going to be fans for a long time now, not only because they got that, but then they, you know, they tuned in and then followed the team all the way to the Stanley Cup final. That was a great run for any new hockey fan. And then going to the final, you know, the funny thing is, I feel like, and you and I have talked about this before, I feel like I'm going to remember everything about the Boston series more than anything else that happened in the playoffs. And you normally wouldn't say that about the first round. You normally wouldn't say the first round was more memorable than the Eastern Conference Finals.
It's kind of where they got on the map.
It really was, or the Stanley Cup final or anything like that. And I look at that series, and I think that series, just the importance of that series, to me, that's when the narrative completely changed around the Panthers. There were so many moments there where you could have gone, oh, classic Panthers, because something went wrong or something didn't happen. I mean, I look at that save that saved the series of Bobrovsky on Brad Marchand as time expired there in Game 5, and that was just huge. And I look at, you know, them just being down 3-1 in the series, could have packed it in. Boston could have rolled through. Patrice Bergeron was coming back. They were feeling great. Didn't happen the way he thought it was going to happen. So I think when you look back, and anytime the Panthers have faced adversity since, or will continue to face adversity anytime from here for maybe the next decade, a lot of guys in that room, especially guys like Tkachuk, Barkov, the mainstays, can look back at that series and say, you know, whatever we're facing now is not too bad. Like, we've done everything. We've overcome everything. So I think that what they got out of that series is going to create so much more long-term success than anything else that could have happened last year.
Very well said. I agree entirely. I think there were a lot of lessons taken out of that series, and everything paid off, too, because they won the series and then went on to round two, round three, and obviously into the Cup final as well. He's Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com, the Territory Talk podcast. You can catch him during the second intermission of this evening's radio broadcast as well. Jameson, as always, we thank you very much for stopping by, and we will see you out at Ball Arena coming up today.
Can't wait. Thanks, Doug.
He's Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com. Again, kind enough to stop by here on Panthers Insider. The Panthers in Colorado today, 4 o'clock Eastern, puck drop. Join us across the radio network and on the Panthers app, as always, for everything, every step of the way this season. You can catch us on the Panthers app. Panthers wrap up this road trip coming up Tuesday at 8 Eastern in St. Louis. And then it's going to be back home for a 5-game homestand and a run of 6 of 7 on home ice for the Panthers at Amerant Bank Arena. It all starts with Thursday night's game, 7 o'clock against the LA Kings. FloridaPanthers.com, SeatGeek.com, 954-835-PUCK to get your tickets. Talk about games against Western Conference heavyweights. That's going to be another one when the Panthers get back home on Thursday night at 7 against LA, so you don't want to miss any of that. Well, I mentioned it just a couple of moments ago. We're going to take a look back at the 2023 calendar year. Coming up next, we'll run through all those thrilling overtime finishes that the Panthers had during the playoff run. We'll chat with Carter Verhaeghe of the Panthers and reflect back on that 2023 calendar year. Lots more to go here on Panthers Insider. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Hey, everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, as always, talking Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. Panthers getting set to take on the Colorado Avalanche coming up this afternoon, 4 o'clock Eastern time, 3:30. We're on the air with Panthers Preview. A programming note, if you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, we'll have all the action for you over on AM 790 WAXY, so you can catch us there, but you can also catch us on the Panthers app each and every game. There's a radio button, top right corner of the main screen on the Panthers app. Hit that button. You'll get our broadcast each and every game. Takes all the guesswork out of it. If you don't have the Panthers app, make sure you download it. You can also find us on the NHL app. Makes it so easy to find us again each and every game. But the Panthers app, AM 790 WAXY, elsewhere across the Panthers radio network. You don't want to miss any of the action coming up this afternoon. We'll be over on 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, Real Radio 101.7 in the Treasure Coast region, and again, right there on that Panthers app. So get the Panthers app, and we will talk to you coming up a little bit later on. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. The first Panthers Insider Show of the 2024 calendar year. And I know the Panthers are getting set to take on one of the heavyweights of the Western Conference later today, the Colorado Avalanche. But I do want to take a look back at the 2023 calendar year because it was filled with so many great memories. Too many memories, of course, to fit into one segment here on the Panthers Insider Show. But I do want to get in a moment to a conversation that I was able to have with Panthers forward Carter Verhaeghe, responsible for so many of the great memories that we had from the Panthers over the course of the 2023 calendar year. Carter Verhaeghe coming up with big performances throughout the playoffs, big performances throughout this regular season, last regular season, of course. But again, we're going to get to a conversation coming up with Carter Verhaeghe here in just a moment. And then after that, we will run through a little bit of a montage. We'll listen back to the 7 overtime winners that the Panthers had during that run to the Cup final back in the spring. We'll hit all 7 of them. The Panthers were 7-0 in overtime games during that playoff run. So we're going to go back and relive each of those coming up here in just a couple of moments. But as we get into the conversation with Carter Verhaeghe, had a chance to catch up with him on the current edition of the Territory Talk podcast. So this is from the current episode of the Territory Talk podcast. The first thing I asked Carter was how he would describe the growth that the Panthers experienced during that 2023 calendar year.
Yeah, I mean, it's an awesome year, and I think kind of 2023 is when we started to come into our own, start to find our game, and obviously we went on an awesome run, and I mean, we all got really close, and yeah, it's an awesome year. There's no complaints. I mean, I wish we could have won it, but I mean, hopefully we can take it and move on and learn from it.
And a couple things going off what you said there. First of all, is there, if you look back at that year, is there a game that stands out above all the others? Does the whole playoff run kind of blend together now that you've had some time to digest it? Was there one game that stood out above the rest?
I don't know. Maybe I think the Boston series was the, well, it was really close series, and I think that was, it was really fun playing that one. I think maybe game five when that moment really stood out when Bob made that save on the breakaway to force overtime. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, that was probably the most fun game, and then obviously winning in game seven was fun too. But
in game seven, obviously you played a key role in that one, getting that overtime winner. Where does that rank still among the biggest goals that you've scored? Because you had a number of big ones throughout the playoffs.
Yeah, it has to be number one. I never played. That was my first ever game seven. And to win in overtime, I mean, it's just so much emotion goes into those games. And, I mean, it's one game, best winner takes all kind of thing. And it's so fun to play in them. And, yeah, I mean, that has to be number one for sure.
In mentioning that, the first game seven that you'd ever played, I mean, people can probably tell you things, what to expect when you get to a game seven. I'm sure it's one of those things you don't exactly know what it's going to feel like until you get there. What kind of lessons were you able to take from approaching that game, going through that game, winning that game, being a part of a game seven that you can use, you know, moving forward the rest of your career here?
Yeah, honestly, I think it was kind of weird. The game seven is kind of, I think it feels more like there's no pressure, almost. I don't know why, but I mean, especially being underdogs going into Boston, like, no one's really expecting us to win. And I mean, it's either just the season's over if you don't win. So I think it's just kind of a weird feeling that you can just play kind of free, if that makes sense. You're kind of free and just like, you're not coming, there's no tomorrow, you know what I mean? So whatever happens, happens, and leaving all out there kind of thing.
And I remember going to the arena that day, Paul Maurice, who'd been involved in a number of Game 7s, said, Eric Staal said the same thing. He had been involved in a lot of Game 7s going into that one, said that you just had to go about it enjoying yourselves. And the way you guys were playing, there was no way to not enjoy yourselves going into that game. Looking back on it, was that a key component of not just that game, but all those pressure-packed situations that you guys had during the regular season and into the playoffs, going into it with a smile on your face, as they would say?
Yeah, I think for sure during the regular season, even building up, it's a lot more, it feels like there's more pressure because you're always playing to get better. But in those games, you're just, like I said, playing free. And I mean, yeah, just it's awesome playing in them, and hopefully you get a couple more. I mean, Eric Stalzi is lucky that he got to play in a couple, and I think he's won most of them. I don't know, but I mean, yeah.
I think he might have actually been undefeated in them in his game sevens. I might have to go back and look. Paul Maurice is undefeated in his game seven as well, so we'll have to go back and look at that. But you mentioned also the way that the group bonded together.
Yeah.
Kind of goes without saying, but can you describe the way that you guys came together as a team and just forged that bond as the season went on and you guys played those, you know, important game after important game?
Yeah, I think it was just kind of building throughout the year. We went through some hard times and weren't winning every game, and we were expected to, and I mean, we really had to dig deep and kind of find our game. And I mean, yeah, we had to dig deep and find our game, and that's kind of what brought us together, and we all did it together kind of thing. Like, there wasn't any new guys on the team either. We, like, there's no trades. It was just kind of, this was the group, and we kind of just stuck with it.
And a couple more before we let you get going here. The adversity that you guys did have to encounter, in hindsight, was that some of the most valuable, I guess, some of the most valuable experience, having to overcome some roadblocks along the way and ultimately make it into the playoffs, things like that? Seems like that really helped to help build the culture you guys have here.
Yeah, I think anytime you go through adversity, it builds character. And anytime something doesn't go right, you learn from it and kind of move on. That's kind of what we took throughout the year. And I mean, even in the playoffs, we were down three games, and that's what happened. We just took it, move on, and try and learn from it and try and be better the next game.
And for you guys coming into this season then, the culture that's been established, the expectations that are there, I guess looking at just the way the guys came into the season, did it help raise the bar? Did it help build that culture? And how did it make it feel coming into the new season here?
Yeah, I think we're comfortable with each other, and we a lot of us have played together, and I mean, we know what it takes. I think that's kind of what it is, and how hard it's going to be to kind of get back there, and how hard it is to play the game we play. I think that's kind of what we took, and sometimes when you don't really know, you're just going and playing, but obviously you learn a lot from your experiences, and that's kind of, I think, how we approached it.
For you individually, how would you say that you grew the most as a player over the course of that calendar year, and what can you take moving into the next year here?
Yeah, I think I'm still growing as a player. I think every day I'm trying to get better, and I think they kind of force telling me to shoot the puck more and be more of a shooter, and I mean, you learn something new from every different coach you have, and I mean, just from playing with these guys and getting new guys like Chucky, I learned from him, and even guys coming in all the time. So,
well, it's been a joy to watch you play. It's been a joy to watch what you guys have been able to accomplish individually and as a team, and we wish you all the best here in the 2024 calendar year. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much.
So a great conversation there with Panthers forward Carter Verhaeghe. Huge season last year, having another great season here in the 23-24 campaign, and can't wait to see what he's able to accomplish along with his teammates in this 2024 calendar year. Well, let's get into reliving some of those key moments from the 2023 Stanley Cup playoffs and what is a bit of a 2023 calendar year look back, and we're going to look back to that playoff run. It was Game 5 of the first round. The Panthers were trailing the Boston Bruins by a 3-1 margin in the series. But Matthew Tkachuk scored to keep the Panthers alive, to stave off elimination and force a game 6.
Allmark back four, gave it away. Verhaeghe to the front of the net. It's poked at. Backhand. They score. Matthew Tkachuk in overtime. And the Panthers win it 4-3. And there's going to be a game 6 in Sunrise on Friday. The Panthers get it done in overtime. They cash in off the turnover. 4-3 in overtime. That's your final tonight here in Boston.
And the Panthers would win Game 6, forcing a Game 7 back in Boston. So Game 7 of the first round in Boston, after the Panthers tied the game late in regulation time on a goal from Brandon Montour, in overtime, Carter Verhaeghe would send the Panthers on to Round 2.
Back behind the net, Matthew Tkachuk gets there first, then he's upended back behind the goal. Loose puck behind the net, loose at the side of the net, jamming away is Tkachuk with Bennett along the near boards. Bennett finds it to the circle. Verhaeghe shot, top shelf, he scores! Carter Verhaeghe, top shelf, and the Panthers win it in overtime! The Panthers stun the Bruins in Boston, and the Panthers are moving on to Round 2! Carter Verhaeghe, the Panthers have won it in overtime! 4-3 the final! The Panthers take Game 7, and they're moving on!
And it took until Game 3 of Round 2 against Toronto for a game to be decided in overtime. It was Sam Reinhart. With Game 3 being played at home, the Panthers took a 3-0 series lead over the Leafs.
Reinhart here on the near wing. Backpedals a bit towards center, then heads in over the Toronto line, up the right side, a long shot wide. Rims around, Anton Lundell down behind the net. Reinhart wraps it around.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Panthers Radio Network. Hey, everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you, as always, talking Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. Panthers getting set to take on the Colorado Avalanche coming up this afternoon, 4 o'clock Eastern Time, 3:30. We're on the air with Panthers Preview. A programming note, if you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, we'll have all the action for you over on AM 790 WAXY, so you can catch us there, but you can also catch us on the Panthers app each and every game. There's a radio button, top right corner of the main screen on the Panthers app. Hit that button. You'll get our broadcast each and every game. Takes all the guesswork out of it. If you don't have the Panthers app, make sure you download it. You can also find us on the NHL app. Makes it so easy to find us again each and every game. But the Panthers app, AM 790 WAXY, elsewhere across the Panthers radio network. You don't want to miss any of the action coming up this afternoon. We'll be over on 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, Real Radio 101.7 in the Treasure Coast region, and again, right there on that Panthers app. So get the Panthers app, and we will talk to you coming up a little bit later on. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. The first Panthers Insider Show of the 2024 calendar year. And I know the Panthers are getting set to take on one of the heavyweights of the Western Conference later today, the Colorado Avalanche. But I do want to take a look back at the 2023 calendar year because it was filled with so many great memories. Too many memories, of course, to fit into one segment here on the Panthers Insider Show. But I do want to get in a moment to a conversation that I was able to have with Panthers forward Carter Verhaeghe, responsible for so many of the great memories that we had from the Panthers over the course of the 2023 calendar year. Carter Verhaeghe coming up with big performances throughout the playoffs, big performances throughout this regular season, last regular season, of course. But again, we're going to get to a conversation coming up with Carter Verhaeghe here in just a moment. And then after that, we will run through a little bit of a montage. We'll listen back to the 7 overtime winners that the Panthers had during that run to the Cup Final back in the spring. We'll hit all 7 of them. The Panthers were 7-0 in overtime games during that playoff run. So we're going to go back and relive each of those coming up here in just a couple of moments. But as we get into the conversation with Carter Verhaeghe, had a chance to catch up with him on the current edition of the Territory Talk podcast. So this is from the current episode of the Territory Talk podcast. The first thing I asked Carter was how he would describe the growth that the Panthers experienced during that 2023 calendar year.
Yeah, I mean, it was an awesome year, and I think kind of 2023 was when we started to come into our own, start finding our game, and obviously we went on an awesome run, and I mean, we all got really close, and yeah, it was an awesome year. There's no complaints. I mean, I wish we could have won it, but I mean, hopefully we can take it and move on and learn from it.
You know? And a couple things going off what you said there. First of all, is there, if you look back at that year, is there a game that stands out above all the others? Does the whole playoff run kind of blend together now that you've had some time to digest it? Was there one game that stood out above the rest?
I don't know. Maybe I think the Boston series was the, well, it was really close series, and I think that was, it was really fun playing that one. I think maybe game 5 when that moment really stood out when Bob made that save on the breakaway to force overtime. And yeah, I mean, that was probably the most fun game, and then obviously winning in game 7 was fun too. But
in game 7, obviously you played a key role in that one, getting that overtime winner. Where does that rank still among the biggest goals that you've scored? Because you had a number of big ones throughout the playoffs.
Yeah, it has to be number one. I never played, that was my first ever game 7, and to win it in overtime, I mean, it's just so much emotion goes into those games, and I mean, it's one game, best winner takes all kind of thing, and it's so fun to play in them. And Yeah, I mean, that has to be number one, for sure.
In mentioning that, the first Game 7 that you'd ever played, I mean, people can probably tell you things, what to expect when you get to a Game 7. I'm sure it's one of those things you don't exactly know what it's going to feel like until you get there. What kind of lessons were you able to take from approaching that game, going through that game, winning that game, being a part of a Game 7 that you can use, you know, moving forward the rest of your career here?
Yeah, honestly, I think it was kind of weird. The Game 7 is kind of, I think it feels more like there's no pressure, almost. I don't know why, but I mean, especially being underdogs, going into Boston, like, no one's really expecting us to win. And I mean, it's either just the season's over if you don't win. So I think it's just kind of a weird feeling that you can just play kind of free, if that makes sense. You're kind of free and just like, you're not coming. There's no tomorrow, you know what I mean? So whatever happens, happens, and so leaving all out there kind of thing.
And I remember going to the arena that day. Paul Maurice, who'd been involved in a number of Game 7s, said, Eric Staal said the same thing. He had been involved in a lot of Game 7s going into that one. Said that you just had to go about it enjoying yourselves. And the way you guys were playing, there was no way to not enjoy yourselves going into that game. Looking back on it, was that a key component of not just that game, but all those pressure-packed situations that you guys had during the regular season and into the playoffs, going into it with a smile on your face, as they would say?
Yeah, I think for sure during the regular season, even building up, it's a lot more, it feels like there's more pressure because you're always playing to get better. But in those games, you're just, like I said, playing free. And I mean, yeah, just it's awesome playing in them, and hopefully you get a couple more. I mean, Eric Stahls, he's lucky that he got to play in a couple, and I think he's won most of them. I don't know, but I mean, yeah.
I think he might have actually been undefeated in them in his Game 7s. I might have to go back and look. Paul Maurice is undefeated in his Game 7 as well, so we'll have to go back and look at that. But you mentioned also the way that the group bonded together.
Yeah.
Kind of goes without saying, but can you describe the way that you guys came together as a team and just forged that bond as the season went on and you guys played those, you know, important game after important game?
Yeah, I think it was just kind of building throughout the year. We went through some hard times and weren't winning every game, and we were expected to, and I mean, we really had to dig deep and kind of find our game. And I mean, yeah, we had to dig deep and find our game, and that's kind of what brought us together, and we all did it together kind of thing. Like, there wasn't any new guys on the team either. We, like, there's no trades. It was just kind of, this was the group, and we kind of just stuck with it.
And a couple more before we let you get going here. The adversity that you guys did have to encounter, in hindsight, was that some of the most valuable, I guess, some of the most valuable experience, having to overcome some roadblocks along the way and ultimately make it into the playoffs, things like that? Seems like that really helped to help build the culture you guys have here.
Yeah, I think anytime you go through adversity, it builds character. And anytime something doesn't go right, you learn from it and kind of move on. And that's kind of what we took throughout the year. And I mean, even in the playoffs, we're down 3 games, and that's what happened. We just took it, move on, and try and learn from it and try and be better the next game.
And for you guys coming into this season, then, the culture that's been established, the expectations that are there, I guess looking at just the way the guys came into the season, did it help raise the bar? Did it help build that culture? And how did it make it feel coming into the new season here?
Yeah, I think we're comfortable with each other, and we a lot of us have played together, and I mean, we kind of know what it takes. I think that's kind of what it is, and how hard it's going to be to kind of get back there, and how hard it is to play the game we play. I think that's kind of what we took, and sometimes when you don't really know, you're just going and playing, but obviously you learn a lot from your experiences, and that's kind of, I think, how we approached it.
For you individually, how would you say that you grew the most as a player over the course of that calendar year, and what can you take moving into the next year here?
Yeah, I think I'm still growing as a player. I mean, every day I'm trying to get better, and telling me to shoot the puck more and be more of a shooter. And I mean, you learn something new from every different coach you have, and I mean, just from playing with these guys and getting new guys like Chucky, I learned from him, and even guys coming in all the time. So,
well, it's been a joy to watch you play. It's been a joy to watch what you guys have been able to accomplish individually and as a team, and we wish you all the best here in the 2024 calendar year. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much.
So a great conversation there with Panthers forward Carter Verhaeghe. huge season last year, having another great season here in the 23-24 campaign, and can't wait to see what he's able to accomplish along with his teammates in this 2024 calendar year. Well, let's get into reliving some of those key moments from the 2023 Stanley Cup playoffs and what is a bit of a 2023 calendar year look back. And we're going to look back to that playoff run. It was game five of the first round. The Panthers were trailing the Boston Bruins by a 3-1 margin in the series, but Matthew Tkachuk scored to keep the Panthers alive, to stave off elimination and force a game six.
Ullmark back four, gave it away, Verhaeghe to the front of the net, it's poked at, backhand, they score, Matthew Tkachuk in overtime, and the Panthers win it, 4-3, and there's going to be a game six in Sunrise on Friday. The Panthers get it done in overtime, they cash in off the turnover, 4-3 in overtime, that's your final tonight here in Boston.
And the Panthers would win game six, forcing a game seven back in Boston. So game seven of the first round in Boston, after the Panthers tied the game late in regulation time on a goal from Brandon Montour, in overtime, Carter Verhaeghe would send the Panthers on to round two.
Back behind the net, Matthew Tkachuk gets there first, then he's upended back behind the goal. Loose puck behind the net, loose at the side of the net, jamming away is Tkachuk with Bennett along the near boards. Bennett finds it to the circle, Verhaeghe shot, top shelf, he scores! Carter Verhaeghe top shelf, and the Panthers win it in overtime! The Panthers stun the Bruins in Boston, and the Panthers are moving on to round two! Carter Verhaeghe, the Panthers have won it in overtime! 4-3 the final, the Panthers take game seven, and they're moving on!
And it took until game three of round two against Toronto for a game to be decided in overtime. It was Sam Reinhart. With game three being played at home, the Panthers took a 3-0 series lead over the Leafs.
Reinhart here on the near wing. Back pedals a bit towards center, then heads in over the Toronto line, up the right side, a long shot wide. Rims around Anton Lundell, down behind the net. Reinhart wraps it around, he scores! Sam Reinhart, the overtime winner! And the Panthers take a 3-0 lead in this series against Toronto! 3-2 the final! Sam Reinhart ends it tonight here at FLA Live Arena, and the Panthers have taken a 3-0 lead.
Spring has turned to winter, and the Leafs are wilting and falling off the trees as Sam Reinhart ends it for the Florida Panthers on a wraparound behind the net.
After the Leafs won game four, game five went back to Toronto, and Nick Cousins would score the overtime winner for the Panthers, punching their ticket to the Eastern Conference Final.
Up the right wing, puts it out in front, cut off nicely by Radko Gudas getting back. And Gudas will lead the charge now, 3-on-2 for the Panthers. Here's Cousins, over the offensive line, left circle, Cousins, front of the net, shot, he scores! Nick Cousins ends the game, ends the series, 3-2 in overtime. The Panthers win it, they take the series in five, and the Florida Panthers are going to the Eastern Conference Final! 3-2 in overtime, the Panthers get it done! What a finish! And it's on the 44th shot of the night that Nick Cousins ends the game, ends the series, and it's off to the Eastern Conference Final for the Florida Panthers for the first time since 1996. And the Panthers will meet the Carolina Hurricanes in the next round.
It was the Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference Final, and game one, well, it was a thriller, to say the least. The game went into the late stages of the fourth overtime. Matthew Tkachuk ended the four-overtime thriller.
Ekblad dumps it in down to our right. Here's Brent Burns, keeps it to the outside. Sam Bennett keeps it in out front. Tkachuk a shot. He scores! He scores! Matthew Tkachuk, the overtime winner! The Panthers take game one, 3-2, the final! Matthew Tkachuk ends the marathon, and the Panthers go home happy tonight here in Raleigh. Matthew Tkachuk, the overtime winner! 3-2 the final! The longest game in the history of both franchises! Into the top 10 longest games in National Hockey League history! And Matthew Tkachuk gets it done! The overtime winner! 3-2 the final! And the Panthers take game one of the Eastern Conference Final!
Once again in game two, it was off to overtime. And once again in game two, it was Matthew Tkachuk scoring the game-winning goal That gave the Panthers back-to-back wins on the road to start the Eastern Conference Final.
Off the draw, Panthers have Reinhardt, near point Montour, down here on the near side, sweeps it around, far boards, Burns, pressured over there by Sam Bennett. Bennett's got the puck. Bennett into the right circle, out in front, Reinhardt, back door, they score! And it's Matthew Tkachuk, the overtime winner! And the Panthers take game two! They lead 2-0! It only took a minute and 51 seconds! A power play goal in overtime! The Panthers win it 2-1! Matthew Tkachuk again ends it!
The Panthers would play their last overtime game of the playoffs, game three of the Stanley Cup Final, trailing 2-0 to Vegas. The Panthers went home, and it was Carter Verhaeghe who scored the overtime winner for the Panthers. Another overtime goal for Verhaeghe, and it marked the first Stanley Cup Final game victory for the Panthers in the team's history.
Take that away, tried to nudge it out front of the net, but the Golden Knights move it forward. Now it's Bennett back in. Bennett up the near side, looks across for Verhaeghe, high slot shot. He scores! Carter Verhaeghe, the overtime winner here in game three. The Panthers take it 3-2 the final.
Hanging around. Carter Verhaeghe flops a nut straight. Pay that man his money. Overtime winner for Carter Verhaeghe.
And the Panthers cut the series deficit in half. They take it 3-2 in overtime. And now they'll have a chance on home ice to even the series on Saturday night in game four.
So no shortage of memories from the 2023 calendar year, and the Panthers looking to make more memories here in this 2024 calendar year. So we turn the page now. The Panthers and the Colorado Avalanche coming up this afternoon. Once again, it's going to be a 4 o'clock Eastern puck drop, 3:30 Panthers preview across the radio network. For Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass, I'm Doug Plagans. Thanks again for joining us here today. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.